Hey, hello everybody, this is Chris. This is episode 46 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thank you again for listening. And today I am going to talk about education. And I think this is a big issue for Republicans. It's a huge issue, especially here in Virginia, where we have all these issues with critical race theory and masks in schools. I think the reason why Glenn Youngkin won the governor's race and the reason why Terry McAuliffe lost was because Terry McAuliffe said that in that debate with Youngkin, he actually said that parents shouldn't have anything to do with their child's education. You know, I'm paraphrasing there, but that's basically what he said. And it was a huge, that's going to go down as an absolute legendary mistake, political mistake. But the thing is, at least he was being honest, right? I mean, because that's the truth. That's what they really think. That's what Democrats really think. You know, Democrats don't like you. Democrats don't like the average person. This is the entire philosophy of the Democrat Party. They don't believe in you, the average citizen. They believe in the wisdom of the ruling class. They believe that everybody else, unless you work for the government, you are a stupid peasant child and you should just shut up and do what they say. That's how Democrats think. And, you know, Democrats don't understand that and I've talked about this before, about the traditional role of government, the traditional relationship of government and the people. And it's the people pay taxes. It's really simple. The people pay taxes, and in return, the government provides the people with certain services in return for those taxes. You know, this is like it's a simple economic transaction. That's really all it is. When the parents pay taxes to the government, and the parents want the government to teach their children to their liking, right? So the parents are the customers. You know, the parents are paying to have their children educated. It's just like buying a sandwich or buying a loaf of bread at a grocery store. It's the same thing. You're paying for something and you want it to be good. And you don't want it to be a bunch of crap. You don't want your child taught a bunch of crap. You want your child taught how to read and write and locate different countries on the globe and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's what you want. I mean, it's do math. I mean, that's what you want to be. That's what you want your children to learn. And you don't want your children to learn that they're oppressors and they're evil because they're white. Or, you know, if they're white, they're evil. And if they're black, they're being oppressed. And they should, you know, they should take out their vengeance on the white people. I mean, that's not what they pay for. They're not paying for that. So it's pretty simple, really. So, but look, I think the main gist of the Republican attitude toward education is simply choice, school choice. Republicans believe in choice. Republicans believe in competition. You know, we believe that everything is better with competition. And this is one of the problems with everything the government does, is that if you give the government a monopoly on something, then you can't take your business elsewhere. I did a whole episode on monopolies and how monopolies are bad. We all agree that monopolies are bad, but Democrats throw that wisdom out the window if it's a government monopoly. And so we have to articulate that. We have to explain, you know, what we're talking about is what do we want out of education? We want a good education for our children. Now, how do we achieve that? Do is 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 the best way to achieve that by giving the government a monopoly on education? Or is the best way to achieve that by giving by encouraging competition? So, and that means competition between public schools and private schools and homeschool options, and it also means competition between public schools, so that people, the parents, can take their kids, can pick and choose which schools they want their children to go to, and the money follows the kids. And so schools that are doing a terrible job will not get the money, and the staff, the teachers, the administrators, they won't get paid. That's basically how competition works. And of course, Democrats hate that, because look, the Democrats are the party of government. They are the party that worships government, that believes government can do no wrong. And government doesn't like competition. Government doesn't like to have competition show them up. You know, if you have a school over here that's run by the government and it's doing a terrible job, but you have a school over here that is a private school and they're doing a great job, well, that shows the whole world how bad the government school is, and they don't like that. And the Democrat Party is the party of government. It's really important to see that. And there's an idea called tie-bout competition, where jurisdictions compete for taxpayers. So if you have, if you are in a different state, you're in a different, if you're in one state and you don't like the way things are going there, you can move to a different state. And that's the kind of competition that we need to encourage around the entire country, right? Because the Democrats are centralizers, they're standardizers, which means they want homogeneity. They want to make all of the schools the same. They want the federal government to be more and more and more involved. But they're very much opposed to local control. So if all of the schools are the same all over the whole country, then you lose that competition. You lose, I think it was de Tocqueville, I think, or John Adams, who said that the United States is a laboratory of democracy, or each state, the different states are laboratories of democracy, where every state, you know, this is the whole idea of America, of the idea of federalism, where each state can be, and federalism is the opposite of what it sounds like. It's not federalizing. It's this idea that every state can be different, can be free to be different and do things differently. And every state will some states will do things right, and some states will do things wrong. And the taxpayers can literally vote with their feet and move to different states. And that should be true on a countrywide level, and on a state level, on a city level. You should, just neighborhood to neighborhood, you should be able to move your kid to the next school. Maybe it's a little, maybe it's further away or something, but you should be able to move your kid to whichever school you want. You should be able to, the parents should be able to decide. And I think that's a big point that Republicans need to hammer home when debating Democrats, because look, Democrats always just say, "Well, we just need more money. We've got to give more money to the schools." And look, America spends a ton of money per student on education. So it's not a question of money. It's a question of bureaucracy. And like I've said previously, the Democrat Party is the party of the useless bureaucrat. And American education has become so bureaucratic. And this is a point that we should bring up with teachers, because the teachers know better than anybody how bureaucratic education is. And if we fire all of these, a lot of these useless bureaucrats who all they do is make rules, they shuffle paperwork around, and they make more rules for everybody to follow, and they make more rules for the teachers to follow, if we got rid of them, if we got rid of a lot of those useless bureaucrats, then there would be more money for teachers. There'd be more money for teachers. There'd be more money for the buildings. The buildings could be repaired. They could be painted. You could have more better heat and air conditioning and computers and all that kind of stuff. So this is the Democrats love to say, to call the Republicans are anti-education. Oh, you're against education. But it's ridiculous. Of course we're not against education. We just want to hold the government school systems accountable. We want good value for our money. And the problem with, it's the classic problem of anything that is run by government becomes overly bureaucratic, because the government bureaucracy tends to grow and feed itself and serve itself, and it's much more interested in padding its own wallet. You know, these people in the government, and it's a lot of it is not the teachers. This is not about the teachers. This is not about teachers being bad. You know, and also, look, if we encourage more competition, more private schools, then, and even more, there's charter schools. You know, if we encourage more of that, more homeschool options, that creates more opportunity for teachers and better opportunity for teachers, better opportunities for teachers to escape these terrible public school systems. And look, some public school systems are great. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the idea of public school. Now, obviously, the libertarian philosophy is the government should have nothing to do with education. But there are reasons why that. Obviously, the reason is because anytime the government gets involved, it tends to be overly bureaucratic and wasteful and uneconomical, and it serves itself. And it's you can't take your business elsewhere. So if we have a public education system in America, we have to emphasize competition. There has to be elements of competition in there, whether it's between the public schools themselves or between public schools and private schools and homeschools and charter schools and everything else. Religious schools. So I think that is what is going to encourage, that's what's going to make education better for kids. And when the Democrats say, oh, you just don't want to throw more money at the public school system, we'll say, yeah, yes, that's right. We do not want to just throw more money at the public school system. Because we keep throwing money at the public school system, and it just gets more and more bureaucratic. The bureaucrats flock to the school system, to the public school system, because it's a great place for useless bureaucrats to make a living doing nothing. That's what they do. That's what useless bureaucrats do. So that's, I think that's just part of, you know, and then we can go into critical race theory and masks in schools, all that kind of stuff. The idea of local control, you know, like Ayn Rand said, the ultimate minority is the individual, and so the ultimate local control is the parents. So the parents should absolutely have more say in their child's education, their children's education, because the parents are the customer. The parents are the customer. So the more decentralized the whole system is, the more variety and choice you're going to have, and the more homogeneous and standardized everything is, the less choice you're going to have, the less variety. And so we want a school, we want America to have a wide variety of different schools, different kinds of schools, different approaches to education. And if there is a role for the federal government, which in my opinion, you should just completely get rid of the federal Department of Education. But if there is going to be a role for the federal government to play, it could simply be in helping the states communicate with each other to share ideas about what works and what doesn't work. So that's a little little of my thoughts on education. I think you've got the other big problem, I think, is that you have when you have the government running education, you tend to have the whole point of the schools is to train the children to love the government and respect the government and trust the government and believe in that government is good and wise and perfect and smart and better and all that kind of stuff. And let's face it, the Democrat Party is the party of government. They are the party of the top-down command and control, do as we say, the ruling class knows best. That is the Democrat Party. And the danger of putting the government in charge of schools is you run the risk of turning all of your children into essentially government worshipers who will never question authority. And that's a serious danger. You know, that's why we have the country that we have right now, where 50% of the country, the blue half of the country, will never question anything the government does. As long as the government is run by Democrats, of course. So, but that's a whole, you know, that's a whole sort of tangent there. But all right, well, that's it. That's my, those are my thoughts on education and how we can argue against Democrats and win elections. So, okay, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes. Go to Podbean, and actually on Podbean, you can give me money. I'm not doing this for money, but I will certainly take some money. You know, I can always use money, but yeah, on Podbean, you can message me and give me some ideas for episodes if you like. And that's about it. So I will see you on the next one. Thanks again. Bye-bye.